Ok. Thank you. Muchas gracias. De parte del pueblo de Venezuela.
Jose Rodriguez. Let's have a hand for Jose Rodriguez. Billy Roll is here. He'll be up in just a few minutes. We have to make some stage adjustments, so there's going to be a short break. But while you're waiting, make a couple announcements. Mainly that, to my right, the South Florida Historic Museum is open. For a dollar, you get to go in there and take a tour. And also there's a lecture that's happening right now, a lecture on the researchers who went throughout South Florida to the basis of this festival. The researchers are giving a lecture on what they found here in South Florida, all the different cultural and traditional acts that are down here in South Florida. And they have slides and tapes and a presentation. It'll be fun to see with a dollar admission to the museum. Museum is one of the sponsors of the event here, the first annual South Florida Folklife Festival called Traditions. Everybody you see here, and all the craftspeople, they're all residents of South Florida. They're our neighbors. And other sponsors of the event, the Historical Museum, Metro Dade Board of County Commissioners, the Dade County Council of Arts and Sciences, Florida Department of State, Division of Archives, History and Records Management, and Cultural Affairs, National Endowment of the Arts, the Folk Arts Division, and the Halcyon Limited, who's here as well. So thanks to all our sponsors. Thanks to all you for supporting folk arts in South Florida. There's a workshop area also in the back with continuing workshop events. Right now, according to the program schedule, if you haven't got the program schedule, they're available at the information booth up front. On the east side, west south side of the plaza here. The workshop going on right now, soon, will be the Mexican dance. The children that were here just a few moments from the Guadalajara Dance Studio, they're putting on a workshop. Also, there's a kitchen display there, the food display. And at the food demonstration area, there's a demonstration of Cuban cooking. Program that's going to take place in May every year at White Springs in northern Florida off the Suwannee River. There's a Florida Folk Life Festival that takes place. This year, the focus is going to be on the cultural traditions of Dade County, and that's what this festival is for. For the last few months, researchers have been going throughout our county, South Florida, finding out what's available here as far as traditional culture goes. And what you see here is just the portion of what was found. All these different, everything from cigar rollers to the Puerto Rican wood carving. This is just a small sample. And a few of these are going to be represented up in White Springs. For more information on how the researchers did their work and what they found, there's a lecture that's going to go on inside in just a few minutes inside the museum. Lori Summers is going to do a lecture on her research she did on the Caribbean music influences in South Florida. And she has some tapes and some slides inside. But that's if you're not going to be listening to Billy Roll. And Billy Roll is here to get started. Billy Roll is a resident of Coconut Grove, and not only that, he was born in Coconut Grove, as well as the rest of his band.
Yeah.
Comes from a musical family, been playing music all his life, and definitely part of the South Florida cultural arts. So let's welcome Billy Roll and his band. Thank you.
Thank you and good evening. Welcome. That's what we call change the pace, because that was recorded by a wonderful giant, the late Corbin Hawkins, body and soul. And we always go so fast that we can't slow down. So we slow down sometime at the beginning so we can get into the thing, we can run after a while. Meet the band, Noel Cruz, not the senior member, but that's the member, our pianist, Cruz. Cruz was born in Key West, Florida. You know, that's the farthest south you can go. And he can play piano, played guitar first, but he plays piano now. Our bassist, Robert Kermit Cooper. From old Liberty City, from over town, okay? Our drummer, Al Driz, from Key West. He's from the island also. Yours truly, Billy Rowe, from Coconut Grove, like he mentioned to you. And we did learn our music in the public school system in Florida. And we try to keep this alive. A little thing we're going to do for you this time, in keeping with the old band standards, we call this one Chattanooga Choo Choo by none other than the mighty Glenn Miller. We'll be right back. Thank you very much. That was Al Driers on the drums. We have a legend here. We have rubber bands and wax paper and all kind of things. This is like the historical part of this situation. This tenor saxophone bought out of the army in 1953. And I'm hanging on to it. So I don't want to get it painted because it looks too good that way. Sometimes you forget from where you cometh, you know, if you make all those things that way. But we came from jazz, really the American art, and blues, and we got to do it that way. All right. Let's get together and see what we can do with an old Legends theme song. We call this one the Harlem Grove Charters theme song, Sweet Georgia Round. Harlem Globetrotters and the basketball coach from way back. Harlem, Overtown. This is the history. This is where we came from. Once upon a time, we couldn't play on the beach, but then we played on 2nd Avenue. All right? But then we can play now over there. So all the young people, let's keep on playing. You can make it. That's a part of what this country and what this world is all about. Keep on going. Everything breaks down and you can do it. A thing by a wonderful alto saxophonist. Remember this one? We call this one Clang, Clang, Clang with the Trolley. One, two, three, four.